Welcome back and happy Tuesday. This week we're going to be talking about what's happening with fintech in Norway, going up to the Nordics, which I'm very excited about. And I have an incredible guest here who is going to speak to that. I would like to introduce you to Raya Skoglund, who is the head of fintech at The Factory. So Raya, first of all, thank you so much for being here. And I love that you're in New York. So tell me a little bit about what your role is specifically at The Factory and who The Factory is.
The Factory is one of the leading fintech and proptech accelerator, incubator, and co-working space in the Nordics. And my role basically is to find the best startups, doing scouting, doing coaching, advising, helping with the strategy of the Factory, but also really being hands-on with the startup and the ecosystem. So our role is, as I mentioned, to advise companies, to coach them, to invest in them, to find the right partners who can collaborate with our startups, corporate partner in the financial sector, in the real estate industry as well, and basically foster, nurture the ecosystem. So it's since we're one of the leading hubs in the Nordics, we have also a role in terms of being the voice of the fintech industry. So this means having also contacts with the Norwegian government and the regulators to see what can we do to really make it easier for companies to collaborate together and have a smooth transition towards the new technologies.
So no, that's fascinating. So the startups who are coming and are part of your accelerator, are they coming from all over the world? Are they coming from the Nordics? Like what do they look like?
So I would say that we have a Nordic reach. We are right now in dialogue with some startups from Denmark, from Sweden, from Norway, obviously. But we try to stick to the Nordics for certain reasons. First of all, it's easier to do a follow-up with them. We have a certain network of partners. When we onboard startups, we need to make sure that actually our network of investors, our network of the investors also wants to be very hands-on and be able to not only contribute with the money, but also with knowledge and network. So there should be also a match with the banks that we have within our network. The startups we find needs to be able to help our partners, but also our partners need to be able to help them. So it's very difficult to onboard a startup from South Africa, for example, because who are the companies we can connect them to? Our network needs to be able to support their growth. So that's why for now we are looking into the Nordics. But of course, we have actually one company who moved to Germany, one which is in the UK, but they have started from Norway.
That's great. So if we think about, and if you think about what's happening in Norway with fintech more broadly, outside of just The Factory, what is happening there? Like, what are some of the best successes that you guys have? You know, just tell me a little bit more. What does it feel like? What's going on with fintech in Norway?
Well, the last 4 years, it has been really booming. So we have seen many new players from startup perspective, from the startup side, but also from the corporate side, becoming more involved. We have big banks who are starting their own initiatives, who are starting to approach startups, invest in startups, acquire startups. So we see more and more collaboration in this space, which is great, which is necessary to create real innovation. The large companies come with capital, come with a network, come with being potentially the first pilot customer. So that's one thing. The other thing is that in terms of regulations, as you know, we have the PSD2 directive who's going to be in place in a few days. And this will, we already see the trend, you know, the B2B business sector is going to be growing and it's very promising. So this directive hopefully will accelerate this space, and we will see more solutions towards in the B2B space, and we will see more companies.
And you also mentioned before we got on camera about this new report that you just released. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, basically it's a Norwegian fintech report, and it will give you a good understanding exactly of what's happening in Norway right now, who can help startups, who's involved in the ecosystem, whether it is the network of angel investors, whether it is the banks, the accelerators, the best, the top 75 fintech companies, fintech startups in Norway. So this is a great guide for Norway and the upcoming trends. The link would be attached.
Perfect. So with that, thank you again, Raya. We really appreciate your time. As Raya mentioned, you can click the link below. You will have the full article and background on Raya, which she's relatively new to fintech. There's some really interesting things about tech in there. The link for the fintech report will also be included in there. So the ladies in green, unintentionally, but we're here, are going to be signing off. And until next week.
Thank you.